This is Brother Peter Diamond. On December 16, 2024, Antipope Francis received a delegation from the World Methodist Council. Francis specifically addressed the female so-called bishop, Deborah Wallace Paget. Francis directly called her bishop, even though, of course, she is not a bishop. He encouraged the Methodist leaders in their notoriously heretical activity as members of the World Methodist Council. Francis also spoke of a mutual communion between them, quote, "This helps to deepen our mutual communion," end quote. The Catholic Church has always considered it a denial of the Catholic faith to profess communion with heretics such as Methodists. See the teaching of Pope St. Gelasius and others on this matter. Francis also said that next year people around the world will celebrate the anniversary of the Council of Nicaea, and he added, quote, "This occasion reminds us that we profess the same faith," end quote. So Francis professes the same faith as notoriously heretical Protestant leaders who reject the papacy, the Catholic Church, and various Catholic dogmas. That's more proof that Francis does not profess the true Catholic faith. He's a manifest heretic and an antipope, a fact that has been demonstrated many times. Francis then cites an Eastern Court Orthodox bishop whom he calls great twice. Francis endorsed the following statement of the Eastern Court Orthodox bishop, who stated, quote, "that he already knew the date of unity, it would be the day after the final judgment," end quote. That statement that Catholics, Eastern Court Orthodox, Methodists, various Protestants, etc., would be in unity after the final judgment, of course means that according to Francis and the Eastern Orthodox heretic, all of them will be saved. That's a denial of the Church's teaching that there's no salvation outside the Catholic Church. This short address of Antipope Francis to the notoriously heretical delegation of the World Methodist Council is just another clear example of why the Vatican II sect is not the Catholic Church, but the prophesied end times counterchurch. And Antipopes Benedict XVI and John Paul II gave similar heretical addresses to non-Catholic leaders on a regular basis, as our material shows.